I'm gonna say this once and only once. Listener discretion should be advised throughout this bitch. He doesn't discriminate and does not appreciate your hate. Available on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon Music Weekly. You are listening to The Cody Springer Show.
Gentlemen, how's it going, everybody? Hope everyone's doing well today. Today is March 24th, 2021. This is episode number 84 of the podcast, and well, guys, this is gonna be a busy week for me. Man, it's already kind of been busy, because yesterday I did a edition of The Independent Mouth, which is available on Podbean, Spotify, and various other streaming platforms. Me and the host, Anthony Williams, who has been on this show in the past, he's the author of On Borrowed Time. If you want to listen to that interview, you can go back in the show's archives and listen to it. But yeah, me and Anthony, we talked for probably a good hour and 20 minutes about all things NFL. It was my first appearance on his podcast. I'd like to thank Anthony for having me on. So yeah, go check it out. It is The Independent Mouth. And then I'm going to be doing a deep dive podcast about the Deshaun Watson situation. We're looking at everything from all angles. Excuse me. I'm just going to like dissect the whole situation. And that's probably going to be a long podcast. It'll be like my first podcast in my new deep dive, like sub-series that I'm going to be doing. I'll be dropping those podcasts from time to time. And then Friday, the plan is to have Keith Zuccarelli return to the show. It's been quite a while since Keith's been on the show. I think his last appearance was April of last year, so yeah, it's damn near been a year since Keith has been on the show, so I'm going to be having Keith on the show, and then Monday, I'm going to have producer 2 AM Beats on the show, and yeah, we're going to be talking about him and how he got started in producing music and stuff like that. That's on Monday, and then Tuesday, I'll be having rapper Nonchalantly Zay back on the show, and he'll be promoting his new EP that he just dropped called Bars and Hooks. So yeah, I got quite a lot lined up. So you're going to be seeing a lot of podcasts dropped here within the coming days. But you know, you guys know I'm good for all of it. You know, I mean, every time that you know there's a podcast that gets dropped, and you're going to hear some quality audio. And, you know, that's my goal of each and every podcast that I do, you know, is that I'm going to be dropping some quality audio for you guys to enjoy. And, so yeah, we got that going on. And, you know, I had to, also give a little update on Cold Game, the movie that I'm doing. Right now I have some guys that are, putting together some songs for the movie's soundtrack. Nonchalantly Zay, he dropped a song on his new EP that I'll be using for the movie. Cold World, that's what it's called. It's available on SoundCloud right now if you want to listen to it. Absolutely fire track. And then Two Shot Gabe and Mac Montana, they're going to be doing a song as well for the movie. And we're supposed to be filming here within the next month or so. We have to work out the details with the cast. That'd be Marcel. And who's going to be playing the main character, Sean Pierce. And then his girlfriend, Laurel Grelot. She helped with us on CNM Entertainment. She's going to be playing the role of Mackenzie Farrell in the movie. Yeah, she's going to be the main character's girlfriend. And then I will be not only directing and producing, but I'll also be playing a detective in the movie as well. So, yeah, man. And we've released the official poster for the movie. And I got a lot of good feedback on that, man. You know, like, I think it's sick, dude. I think it's sick, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you guys are definitely going to be in for something fire. And I can't wait to start filming it and, yeah, just get it out there for everybody. As far as what the plans are after Cold Game, right now, I mean, if you're on IMDb, I do have a Dick Johnson film that is currently in the writing stages. We've started working on the script for that. So, yeah, there will be a Dick Johnson spinoff movie. If you guys remember who Dick Johnson was, he was one of the main characters in CNM Entertainment, you know, that show that Marcel and I did. So, yeah, we'll be doing a full-fledged Dick Johnson spinoff movie. And, yeah, man, you know, we're just going to be putting out films and stuff, you know, and just, you know, living the dream, you know. You know, because that's the thing. Like, I've been wanting to do these movies for quite a long time, and we just haven't gotten around to it. But now it's happening, dude. You know, and, you know, I want to help anybody who works with us. You know, I want to help them grow and stuff like that. And, you know, I've made connections and, you know, and, you know, I'm grateful that, Nonchalantly Zay, Mac Montana and Too Shy Gabe are wanting to work with us on, dropping music for the movie. I'd like to thank them for that. And yeah, man, it's going to be awesome. Can't wait to, see where things take us, you know, 'cause the ultimate goal, you know, is for us to, you know, make it, so to speak. And we will. You know, I'm a big believer of speaking things into existence. So, therefore, on this podcast, you know, I'm telling you this right now, guys. This will be a top podcast. You know, people will be listening to the Cody Springer Show every single week, and they'll be loving the podcast that I drop. You know, it'll be definitely one of the top podcasts in the world. And then, you know, we'll be making good quality films for people to enjoy. And they will all eventually be on every streaming platform at everyone's disposal. You know, HBO Max, Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and everywhere. So, yeah. Scott, the sky isn't the limit, you know? The universe is the limit, you know? So, yeah, we gotta, you know, get it out there, you know, and put forth that good positive energy into doing it. And, you know, I'm speaking it all into existence right now here on this podcast. So, therefore, you know, when you guys see everything happen, you can come back to this particular episode of the show, you know, on Wednesday, March 24th, 2021, and say, yeah, you know, Cody spoke all that into existence, and now it's happening. So, yeah. Yeah, man. Gonna make it all happen. Got my word on that. All right, without any further ado, let's get into the podcast.
If you're looking to contact Cody for business inquiries, podcast appearances, or anything else, you can email him at codyspringer0391@gmail.com.
All right, we're gonna start off the podcast talking about Dr. Dre. Right now, he's going through a nasty divorce with his wife, Nicole Young. And now, Dr. Dre's wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, yeah, she's making accusations of abuse now. Now, here's the thing. You know, and I've kind of talked about this a little bit on the show. You know, Dr. Dre, a couple months ago, had that brain aneurysm, and luckily, he's doing better, and he's fine. You know, I mean, that was scary. But yeah, and, you know, Nicole, She's been wanting $2 million a month in spousal support from Dr. Dre. There's new court documents that have come out. And, you know, Dr. Dre's wife, she's making allegations that Dr. Dre got drunk and knocked her out cold. Yes. But yeah, there's a statement that's been released by Dr. Dre saying, "Irreconcilable differences have existed and continue to exist between Nicole and me, which have caused our marriage to irretrievably break down. No counseling or reconciliation effort will be of any value at this time, especially in light of Nicole's false allegations of domestic violence." Oh, man. As far as how I feel about this, I kind of feel like Dr. Dre's soon-to-be ex-wife, I just kind of feel like she's doing whatever she can at this point to come out on top in this divorce situation, man. You know, she's been wanting $2 million from spousal support. She hasn't really gotten what she wanted. So now she's going to this length, you know, alleging that Dr. Dre, you know, knocked her out and beat her up when he got drunk. So, yeah, this is just fucking ridiculous, man. You know, I just think it's fucking ridiculous. And, you know, women, like, some women just get desperate, you know? Like, they just get desperate for money and, you know, power. And, you know, whenever shit doesn't work out with their husband or their boyfriend or whatnot, you know, they will go to any length to hurt them. And I really think that's what's going on with this whole situation. And I just think it's very unfortunate, you know. I don't believe Nicole at this point, because it just seems to me like she just wants to take Dr. Dre for all of his money and shit like that. And yeah, man. I mean, because when women get broken up with, or they go through a divorce and stuff like that, you know, some women want to hurt the person they're with, or the person they were with, because they're hurting themselves, you know, and it's just quite unfortunate. You know, I mean, the only thing I can really hope for is that things, you know, get better, so to speak, you know, because, I mean, just try to make the divorce proceedings as peaceful as possible. You know, because, I mean, Dr. Dre, you know, with him going through that brain aneurysm and stuff like that, I mean, you got to take into account how his health really is, you know what I mean? Because that can't be easy, trying to recover from brain aneurysm. So, I mean, that just sucks, you know? My best goes out to Dr. Dre, and hopefully things get resolved as quickly and as peacefully as possible.
It's that time in the podcast where I tell you that you need to get on your phone, tablet, laptop, or computer and log onto social media. I know you got nothing better to do, so just fucking do it. You can follow Cody on Twitter and Instagram at @CodySpringer. Enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, let's get into some NFL free agent news. Juju Smith-Schuster, who is one of the top available wide receivers in this free agent class. He has re-signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He had offers on the table from the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs. He even had an offer from the Philadelphia Eagles as well. Juju Smith-Schuster has decided to stay with the Steelers. The Ravens made him the highest offer. It was a $9 million deal for 1 year with incentives. And the Kansas City Chiefs also made him a similar offer, but the Ravens had the top offer, and the Eagles offered him a multi-year contract with more money. So, to be honest, like, why would he go back to Pittsburgh, to be honest? You know, like, I mean, the Steelers, I think they're going to be in for a rebuild here shortly. Because I think Ben Roethlisberger's got 1 year left in the NFL before he retires, you know? And, yeah, man, I just don't understand why Juju turned down an opportunity to play with Lamar Jackson in Baltimore and Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Now, the Eagles, I can understand turning that down, you know? Because, hell, I mean, the Eagles franchise is in fucking shambles, you know? I mean, you know, I documented the Carson Wentz and Jalen Hurts drama that unfolded last season and, you know, what it cost the Eagles. And yeah, I mean, that team is in total rebuild mode right now. You know, the Ravens and the Chiefs, they're already established franchises. You know, I mean, the Ravens need a top receiver. You know, we know that. You know, and I was hoping we would try to get Juju, and we did. We were aggressive in pursuing him, but he just didn't want to do it. maybe it's because he felt, you know, like he couldn't do that to Pittsburgh. You know, play against them twice a year. You know, I think maybe that had something to do with it. But how the Chiefs, man, hell, he could have played with Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. But again, you know, Kansas City's top targets are Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. So, I mean, maybe Juju would have been lost in the shuffle in Kansas City. Not saying he would be, but, you know how it goes sometimes. Because that's the thing, like, you know, Travis Kelce, like, he gets the most targets. You know, he's a beast tight end, and Tyreek Hill is probably the best deep threat receiver in the league right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's quite possible that Juju would have been lost in the shuffle, for sure. But, yeah, I mean, Juju is going back to Pittsburgh. It was a one-year deal, $8 million contract, $7 million signing bonus, and a $1 million base salary in 4 void years. So, yeah, Juju's coming back, and now we'll have to see how that benefits Pittsburgh going forward.
It's time for the quote of the week, and it's from Peyton Manning. He said, "It's not wanting to win that makes you a winner, it's refusing to fail."
All right, let's go to some WWE news. Andrade has been released by the company. You know, he asked for his release, I think it was last week or the week before, and he was denied his release. But, you know, WWE has changed their mind, and they have granted him his release. So, yeah, he's now he will be a free agent. They have attached a 90-day no-compete clause to his contract like they do for each and every talent that they let go. Andrade, you know, he put out a tweet on Twitter. He said, "I want to thank Triple H, Paul Heyman, and William Regal for all these years and great support that they gave me all these years. Also to the fans who are always supporting me. A big hug to all the talent and workers who always behave kindly to me." You know, you think Triple H, you know, because, hell, I mean, Triple H, he gave Andrade an opportunity. And, hell, Andrade was a former NXT champion. I mean, hell, if you guys remember the classic match that he had with Johnny Gargano a couple years ago. Man, that was just off the fucking charts. And then Paul Heyman, you know, Andrade was one of the people that Paul Heyman supported when Heyman was the executive director of Raw. And of course, you know, William Regal, he's always been a benefit for the talent in NXT. It's just a shame, you know, like they see WWE has no idea how to push their Hispanic stars, because they can't get out of this mindset wanting to do shit with Rey Mysterio. You know, ever since Rey Mysterio has popped up, they've been trying to make the next Rey Mysterio. You can't. You fucking can't. Oh, they tried with Alberto Del Rio, and you saw what happened there. You know, and now Del Rio is looking at a fucking lengthy prison sentence. And then Sin Cara, that was a fail. Kalisto, hell, they're not even using Kalisto. And now Andrade, you know, they squandered him, and now he's out of the company. So yeah, I it's just ridiculous, man. Like they have no idea. WWE has no fucking idea how to use any of their talent. They really don't. They have no fucking clue whatsoever. They don't. And now, you know, hell, he's probably gonna end up back in fucking Mexico, probably, or hell, he might even jump to AEW. You know, I wouldn't be surprised there, you know. He can use the Andrade name if he chooses to, but he's more than likely gonna be going by under the name of La Sombra once again. He filed a trademark of El Idolo. You know, he used that trademark, or he used that nickname in WWE. But yeah, he can use the Andrade name if he chooses to. He just can't use the name of Andrade Cien Almas. You know, that was his name when he first appeared in WWE. But yeah, he'll probably just use the name La Sombra, you know, and go under the mask once again. So yeah, I wish nothing but the best for Andrade. You know, he's a talented motherfucker, man. He really is, and I just think it's unfortunate that he got squandered in WWE. And yeah, man, I mean, hoping that he rises above.
You can make fun of President Biden all you want for tripping and falling down, but at least he isn't grabbing women by the pussy like the last president. Oh, this is such fuckery.
All right, let's talk about Hobson. You know, he dropped a new single. It was called Alone With Me. Fire. Fucking fire song. And it looks like Hobson is kind of returning to that classic Hobson style. You know, because, I mean, Hobson, you know, he's well known for his Ill Mind of Hobson series. You know, we all know Ill Mind 4, Ill Mind 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, all fucking classic tracks, right? Well, I mean, Hobson, he's been undergoing a lot of personal shit over the last few years, you know? I mean, you know, dealing with the whole situation with his ex, Alice Madden, in Australia, where, you know, she cheated on him with a personal trainer, you know, and he, you know, and she was pregnant with his kid and stuff like that. And, you know, he got banned for Australia when she decided to press assault charges against him when he pushed her onto the bed. And, yeah, man, so Hobson's been banned from Australia ever since that happened. And, you know, he was able to finally meet his son, but it took a long time to get to that point, but still, he barely sees him, you know? Like, I think Hobson said that he's only been with his son 6 days out of his whole life. That's gotta be tough, you know? But, you know, it's tough, man, you know, because it's how Hobson, you know, he's American, and Alice, she's Australian, and, you know, I mean, Hobson's documented all of this in his shit, you know. And Hobson's just gone through a very dark path since then. And that song, Alone With Me, that he just dropped, you know, it goes in that process, you know, where he's, you know, he's thought about suicide, you know. And he's thought about, you know, just, you know, ending it. You know, so that way he ain't got to deal with all the pain that comes with his life. And, you know, he also talks about how he's in the shadow of Joyner Lucas and that he'll never be on the level of a Kendrick Lamar or a J. Cole. You know, Hobson was getting pretty deep in this song, man. You know, he really was. You know, and dealing with his alter ego, which is Hobson. You know, because there's Marcus Hobson, the person, and then there's Hobson, the rap character, you know? And Hobson's been struggling with both himself and the rap character for years now, you know? Now I think if I remember correctly, that, you know, there's that song called "I Need Help." You know, he said, you know, I go back and forth between Marcus and Hobson, and I get depressed when the two intertwine. So yeah, man, because that's the thing, when you're a celebrity, and, you know, I've kind of, I don't want to say that I've played a character, but I have a kind of a persona, you know, a little bit of a professional persona, you know, when it comes to entertainment and stuff like that. It's more so an extension of myself, and, you know, and I've talked about this before on the CNN podcast, you know, because, you know, when I did that show with Marcel, from 2017 to 2019, I was more so playing a persona, you know? I mean, I was still me, but I was an extension of myself, you know? Like, because me and Marcel, you know, we did some off-the-wall shit with that podcast, but, you know, we were, you know, extensions of ourselves. We weren't us 100%, you know? We were kind of just, you know, going with an extension of ourselves for that show. And from time to time, you know, I let that side of me creep out in this podcast, but not very often. But anyways, you know, I understand what Hobson's talking about, you know. And once your real self and your persona mix together, it creates a bad vibe. So I understand what he's talking about there, you know, because it's happened to me before too. But yeah, I mean, the song's fucking fire. It, like I said, it deserves a billion views on YouTube, man. It really does. Like, the beat just bangs so fucking hard, man. It really does. And hell, if it wasn't for, like, copyright and shit, I'd probably play the song here right now for you guys, but, you know, I don't want to get sued. So, not that I think Hobson would sue me, but hell, you never know. So yeah, man, you know, props to Hobson on his new single, Alone With Me. It's available on all platforms and on YouTube. You know, definitely go check it out.
Remember, if you want to listen to classic episodes of The Cody Springer Show, you can do so at any time. He has had some great guests on the show in the past, such as actor Marcel Salcido, writer Keith Zuccarelli, and recently rappers Two Shot Gabe and Mac Montana.
Khabib Nurmagomedov, he's in the news. Him and Dana White, they were sitting side by side during a UFC event. And Dana White, you know, he's been very vocal about illegal streaming. You know, he's called out people who illegally stream UFC events, and he's gone out of his way to shut them down and everything like that. Well... Khabib here decided to stream the entire event while sitting next to Dana White. Yes, it was a UFC fight night card at UFC Apex in Las Vegas. And, you know, Dana White and Khabib Nurmagomedov were sitting side by side. And Khabib was streaming the entire event on Instagram. Oh, shit. And then he takes a selfie with Dana at the event. I mean, come on now, dude. Dana surely has to fucking know what he was doing, man. But fuck it. If Dana did know, which I'm sure he does now, then why did he tell Khabib to fucking stop, dude? You know why? You know why that is? Because, you know, Dana's probably hoping that Khabib will come out of retirement to fight again. You know, which Khabib, you know, he's made it very clear that he's done. You know, he has no desire to continue fighting, you know, and that he's retired. You know, and Khabib, you know, he's definitely going to go down as probably one of the best fighters of all time. You know, but I just found this fucking funny, man. You know, that, you know, one of your guys, you know, that you're supposed to be cool with, fucking streams the whole event on Instagram while you're sitting next to the motherfucker. Hell, that'd be kind of like fucking if, Oh hell! Like if Vince McMahon and one of the guys who are retired now, like let's say it was Stone Cold, like Stone Cold wouldn't do this shit, but let's just say Vince McMahon and Stone Cold Steve Austin were sitting next to each other watching a Raw or a SmackDown or a pay per view even, and Austin basically streamed the whole pay per view to Instagram, like fuck. I just find this funny that the guy who has been so vocal about illegal streamers streaming his pay-per-views fucking allows, one of his guys to fucking stream it to Instagram. Oh, wow. That's just funny to me. It really is. And it kind of makes Dana White look like a hypocrite. Now, here's the thing. I don't mean any disrespect towards Dana White. I definitely respect what he's done with the UFC. He's grown it into a worldwide global brand. And people love MMA and love to watch MMA. So, but still, I mean, if you're gonna take a stance against illegal streaming, then you need to stick to that. And yeah, it was a UFC Fight Night event. Now, not very many people are going to be interested if it was a pay-per-view, but still, it's still illegally streaming nonetheless, because I don't know who broadcasts the UFC Fight Night events anymore. I don't know if it's ESPN. I think it's ESPN who does that. I'm not sure. Is it? I don't know. Anyways, I mean, I just kind of think it's fucking funny that happened. So yeah, and I definitely got to give props to Khabib for having the balls to do it. So I mean, and hell, maybe Khabib thought he was just doing shit for his Instagram. Maybe he thought he wasn't doing anything wrong. But I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
It's time for that obligatory social media plug. I know it can be quite fucking annoying, but we gotta do it. You can follow Cody on Twitter and Instagram at the Cody Springer. I'm sure he would much appreciate it. Now it's back to the show.
Alright, let's go to some more music news. Young Buck, the rapper Young Buck, him and 50 Cent, they've had a beef going on for quite a long time now. Well, now, Young Buck is alleging that his beef with 50 Cent is staged. That it was all set up. Yeah, Young Buck, he was on Instagram Live, and, this is what he said. He said, "We playing that shit. We ain't got no motherfucking beef. You understand me? That's what you motherfuckers get, because you motherfuckers are always chasing this beef shit. And then we done played y'all motherfucking ass. All time, bro. Y'all time, y'all thinking whatever the fuck y'all thinking. So really, we win. Because we made all you motherfuckers think that it's beef, and we don't like each other. I just got off the phone with 50. We just shot a video yesterday, about to drop it and give it to the world. I just want y'all to understand one thing, man. That's what you motherfuckers get, man. The social media shit got you people fucked up. Y'all got played this time." So yeah, so 50, Young Buck, says that it was basically all a setup, that all the shit and all everything that happened was all fake. Now, here's the thing, this kind of shit does happen. People create publicity stunts to get their name out there and stuff like that, and get more clout and people paying attention to them. But to be honest, I don't believe Young Buck when he says that this is a fake beef. Because, dude, when 50 Cent goes at people on Instagram, like, you don't want him to do that, man. You don't want 50 Cent is the last motherfucker you want to fucking post about you on Instagram. You just don't want that, man. Because, hell, he makes everybody look so fucking foolish, man. He really does. I wouldn't want beef with 50, you know? And I hope I never have beef with 50 Cent, you know? Because I respect the man, you know? And he's one of my favorite rappers of all time. But I just don't believe Young Buck, man. And, you know, he likes to use the word motherfucker a lot, man. Well, he said the word motherfucker like 5 or 6, 7 times. Like, shit, man. But, I don't know. I mean, did they drop a new video? I don't know. Like, 50 Cent, you know, like, I mean, even though he's had beef with people, you know, he kind of does make amends with them later on. Well, except if you're the game. You know, I don't think him and 50 have made up yet, you know. But 50 Cent, you know, he's the type of dude who, you know, he doesn't let shit go. You know, like, if you feuded with 50 Cent, then you're a fucking enemy, dude. And Eminem's practically the same way. But fuck, I mean, but that's another thing, too. Like, you know, I read that from Young Buck, but he dropped a song not too long ago, and he dissed 50, Dr. Dre, and Lloyd Banks. So, yeah, I don't believe him. You know, I think he's fucking lying. You know, I think he just probably wants people to think that him and 50 are cool and shit, and that, you know, that everyone got played and shit like that, you know? Like, it's a fucking pro wrestling fucking work shoot kind of feud. You know, that's what the fuck they want people to believe that they're doing, but it's not, dude, you know? And that's another thing, too. Like, fucking, I remember a couple years ago, I dropped a music project, and I'll be honest, wasn't that good, you know? I just know I'm not cut out for it now. But, you know, I had one of the songs played on the K&A show when it was still around. You know, that was Keith's podcast that he used to do with Anthony DiZanzo and several other people. And, you know, they trashed it, you know, and they trashed the song, and, you know, they, you know, had some disrespectful remarks about me and Marcel. And it's all water under the bridge now. You know, I'm not gonna fucking, you know, reignite old beefs and shit like that, you know? I mean, because me and Keith are totally cool, and I got nothing against those guys now. You know, it's all whatever at this point, you know? But, you know, Keith had the idea to kind of turn this into a kind of a work shoot feud to kind of help their show and the CNN podcast, which we were doing at the time, and me and Marcel had no interest in doing that. Like, it was a good idea, you know, and, you know, looking back on it, it was a good idea, but yeah. I mean, like, that's the thing, like, I don't know, like, if I'm gonna, you know, do something, you know, I want it to be real, you know, I want everything that I do to be authentic, you know, like, you know, if I'm gonna feed with somebody, you know, it's going to be about some shit that they did that pissed me off. You know, I'm going to come at their head, man, you know? But yeah, man, like, I just, you know, I don't quite understand what he's trying to accomplish by, you know, saying that him and 50 Cent played everybody, you know? And 50 hasn't addressed it, you know, and he probably don't even fucking care, you know? L50's got so much shit that he's doing right now that he don't even give a fuck, you know? I mean, hell, he's got the Raising Kanan show, that Power spinoff going on, and, you know, he's probably checking in on the other spinoffs as well, you know, Power Book 4 Force, and Power Book 2 Ghost, and then he's also got his show, BMF, which will be, which they're in production of right now. And then For Life, you know? So 50's got so much shit that he's doing right now that he don't even give a fuck, man. You know, he ain't gonna give a flying fuck about it.
Gentlemen, be sure to treat your special someone from time to time. Maybe a nice dinner date, going to a movie, or maybe you buy her something nice she will enjoy. Or this one option might just do the thing. You sit her down on the couch and listen to the Cody Springer Show.
All right. Gotta talk about Drake. Oh man, I'll just say this right now, bro. Like Drake. Yeah, you know how I feel about Drake. So, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, I dropped a podcast about Drake, you know, feeding the rumors about him and Kim Kardashian hooking up, that they had an affair at one point in time. And we know that Kim Kardashian is no longer married to Kanye West, and, you know, they divorced and stuff like that. And Drake, you know, he has put it out there in his music, alleging that him and Kim hooked up. Well, there was an account called The Sun Showbiz. Or Gossip of the City, it's called. And, you know, they DM'd Drake on Twitter, and they said, and, you know, they shared the article with him, you know, and it's alleging that Drake is ready to date Kim and is messaging her as she divorces Kanye. So they asked, and I quote, "Fake news? I figured I asked this time." And Drake, you know, responded by saying, "Obviously," with a laughing, crying emoji. So now Drake is denying that he wants to date Kim. However, he didn't deny that, you know, him and Kim ever hooked up. And like I said a couple weeks ago, dude, he wants people to believe that he was smashing Kim Kardashian. You know? He wants to put it out there in people's minds like, oh, yeah, you know, I was smashing Kim. You know, I was getting all up in them cheeks. I mean, come on now, man. Come on now. He can't sit there and say that, you know, he doesn't want people to believe that shit. Like, come on now, man. Come on now. All right, guys. I think that's all I got for this week's podcast. You know, stay tuned. I'll be soon dropping my Deshaun Watson deep dive podcast, where I'll be talking about, you know, that whole situation. And then stay tuned for all my interviews coming up this week. Keith Zuccarelli on Friday, producer 2 a.m. Beats on Monday, and Nonchalantly Zay returning on Tuesday. All right, guys. I will talk to you all very soon. Peace.